Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Whoop that Trick. The new NXT champion is Trick Willie, and he main evented Spring Break in Night 1 alongside Ilya Dragunov. The last 15 minutes were for them to have that quick sprint of a match. Tapos ang daming NXT alumni who came by and offered words of advice, or they endorsed Trick Williams in a backstage segment, from New Catch Republic to Johnny Gargano. And even Damian Priest showed up and acknowledged Trick Williams. Diba? So, or did he acknowledge Ilya? One of them.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Chino Liao at your service to talk about Trick Williams finally becoming NXT champion. We're also comparing Solo's bloodline to Roman Reigns' bloodline. And is Chad Gable and the supposed stable, including the Creed brothers, the team angle of the 2020s? All of that and then some coming at you in 3, 2, and 1. All right, let's hop on over to WWE and talk about the bloodline. So Solo's bloodline, very different from Roman Reigns' bloodline in quite a few ways. For starters, Solo wears actual suits and he wears his bling, diba? A combination, I guess, of Paul Heyman and how his brothers, the Usos, would dress. Roman Reigns would always be in athleisure, diba? He would be in a hoodie and some track pants and some Jordans. Yun yung laging suot ni Roman Reigns. Solo wears his clothes like a gangster. And then he attacks right in your face, as opposed to Roman Reigns would operate in the shadows. This is actually a great point of comparison that I saw on Reddit. Na, yung ano, this is how Solo is trying to separate himself from Roman Reigns. And then you also have the fact na si Solo, he appears to be the more unhinged one. I mean, like, we kind of got a sense of it already because that was the role he was supposed to play as the enforcer. But now that he's kind of taken the bloodline by the horns as its leader, kasi siya yung nandyan, mas unhinged pa siya kesa kay Roman Reigns. And Tama Tonga, being his MFT, is just really feeding into it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm still not accustomed to seeing Solo be in a leadership position at this point. Kasi, like, yes, tama, siya nandyan, but he started out as the muscle for the bloodline, right? And in that sense, okay siya sa akin panoorin, but to give him more responsibility to parang uphold what is left of the bloodline, it's very similar to asking one of your lesser employees to take care of a failing business.
Lesser, you know, employees. What I mean?
Like, parang, diba, parang hindi siya management level officer. Diba? Parang siya yung, sabihin natin, siya yung custodian ng building. Tapos sinusugod na kayo ng what do you call this? The Philippine Stock Exchange because they're shutting you down, right? And as a CEO, since you're not in control anymore, binigay mo yung susi dun sa custodian. Oh, ikaw na bahala. That's what it feels like to me. Is it doesn't hit as heavy as the original Bloodline, which I guess has overstayed its welcome as well. But this to me feels sort of Bloodline light. Like, yes, maatake siya, yes, but there's no direction. And that's what I appreciated about the original Bloodline. Diba? Roman Reigns formed the Bloodline because he wanted to bring himself and hold himself up to a higher standard, diba? Bring his family around him under one goal. And that goal was for him to be champion and remain champion for however long his reign was, diba? 1,000+ days or whatever. Right? Si Solo pa, medyo inuupakan na lang yun lahat eh. Tapos wala po siyang declaration of intent other than, of course, bringing Tamatonga into the mix. So it's still a little murky.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. My issue with this is I get yung need for a Solo faction, diba? But I felt like they rushed it. And I know that this was because they needed to debut Tama Tonga already after WrestleMania. Pero sa akin kasi, I felt like, okay, wala na si Roman. He got defeated ng WrestleMania. And all of a sudden, there's a leadership vacuum. And then all of a sudden, Solo was the guy to fill that vacuum. I get that he got rid of Jimmy. But I feel like this, if they were so committed to telling a long-term story, but I felt like they should have spent a month having Jimmy and Solo and Heyman be introspective with each other and saying, okay, what are we going to do? Roman lost. Well, he is nowhere to be found. He's probably taking a vacation on the Island of Relevancy or whatever. He's off doing Hollywood or whatever, diba? Which is ironically the story ng My Rice Mode's 2K24 right now. And instead of doing all of that and showing me yung build up, which they would do on NXT, by the way, because NXT takes the time to tell these long form stories, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. They skip right over to Solo declaring his own bloodline and then taking Heyman by surprise. Right? Parang, I get it. I'm okay with it. I just wanted it to build up to that point. And I feel like they didn't do that. So now I don't, like Chino, I don't fully buy Solo as the new leader kasi yun nga, naging secure nga siya na, ano, sabi ni Aaron, naging secure siya na naging boss bigla kasi yun. Namatay yung boss. Parang ganun.
Yeah, yun. That's a closer analogy there.
So I would have wanted to see the progression. There is a progression. Or at least the deliberation, the spark moment that would have seen Solo realize that, okay, I can take over now. Instead, they just, you know, while I understand that power plays like that probably do happen like that, na ganun kabilis, it just was too sudden for me. And I still don't see Solo as my tribal chief, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, parang basically... one day sa office nila, siya lang yung pumasok. Yung secure lang yung pumasok. Tapos nasabi niya, oh yes, wala. Ako, boss na ako. Ako lang yung pumasok today. Di ba? Parang hindi naman eh. It doesn't really work that way. But to him, it does apparently.
Yeah, give me something like, okay, Heyman says, guys, Roman is missing. The tribal chief is missing. We need someone to take over.
He literally had the I am the captain now moment kay Paul Heyman.
No, but that's in ya. I'm saying ya. They didn't have the whole storm to find the whatever is going to be replacing whoever is going to be replacing Roman. Yes, naman, okay lang naman na eventually Solo would be the captain. I just needed them to get there in a manner that I could comprehend. In ya, si sabi ni Chino, bigla lang siya pumasok kasi bigla lang siya naging boss kasi walang ibang pumasok na boss.
But yeah, let us know what you think in the comments about this whole comparison between Solo's bloodline and Roman's bloodline as we get to the point that all of you probably came for tonight. Whoop, that Trick. The new NXT champion is Trick Willie, and he main evented spring break in night one alongside Ilya Dragunov. The last 15 minutes were for them to have that quick sprint of a match. Tapos ang daming NXT alumni who came by and offered words of advice, or they endorsed Trick Williams in a backstage segment, from New Catch Republic to Johnny Gargano. And even Damian Priest showed up and acknowledged Trick Williams, diba? So, or did he acknowledge Ilya? One of them. So what did you think of how they used Spring Break in and all of those NXT alumni to really make this main event match and, by extension, Trick's championship win a big deal?
If it wasn't clear already by the time the main event rolled around that Trick was going to win, you might be pretty obtuse here. Everyone who came back to NXT said, Trick, you got to win. I picked Trick to win. And I don't think I heard anyone pick Ilya to win. So they literally offered you the result on a silver platter. And there was a few spots during the match that might have hinted toward Ilya winning. I say, yeah, Ilya wins, lol. But they did a good job. I wish we didn't take minutes away from the match by having Baron Corbin versus Alexis King, but that's neither here nor there now. Maganda match. It was only 15 minutes bell to bell. Sorry, segment to segment, beginning to end, right? And they really sprinted through that match. But Ilya loves that kind of setup. He loves that kind of he loves that much minutes, you know, yung part na he has to wrestle a huge match in only that amount of time. And he made it work. He made it look like a war. And I believe the Trick was a legit looking champion by the end of it. Like, medyo ninakaw nila yung spot with Ospreay and Danielson. They should have known better than to do it. But also, it made sense because the finisher in Ilya was a headbutt, right? And finisher in the Trick was a knee. So, naturally, that was also where it was going to be headed. It just so happened that Will and Dragon did the same thing. But I like this match. I like this a lot. The sort of the mania, I wish it was on a bigger stage, like a PLE. But this tells me then, or this tells all of us then, that Ilya's getting drafted this week or next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. About time, too, for Ilya to be called up. And dami din nagsasabi, diba, nung before he even made his appearance post WrestleMania, na dapat nasa main roster na siya. So I'm glad that we're getting to see that for Ilya Dragunov. I'm also glad that this adds another wrinkle to the Trick Melo storyline that still has yet to be resolved, diba? Dapat si Melo maaligid pa siya up to this point. So in having the title there in play, it's just another layer to this storyline that I'm pretty sure will play out in a PLE down the road. But for Trick Williams to win it, win the big one, congratulations to him. I think very well deserved. Hindi ko in-expect, honestly, nung nagsimula yung episode na mananalo siya. But when the episode finished, it all worked out for me. So I'm very happy that that's how it turned out.
Can we just take a moment to let this fun fact sink in? Trick Williams is the only person to have defeated Ilya Dragunov for a championship. And this dude has had two long-ass championship runs, albeit on NXT, but still, two long-ass championship runs.
Yeah, he did what he was supposed to do. And I super overdue na nga niya, diba? So if NXT was going to be the third brand, he would have been a perfect fit. But also, it so happens that he's been in NXT for years, for half a decade, around thereabout, diba? So it's time for him to do something else and actually be recognized as part of the main roster.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's head on over to the main roster and talk about this supposed new faction na binabalita ngayon ng mga wrestling reporters. And it could very well be the equivalent of Team Angle in the 2020s. So meron mga rumors and reports na the Creed brothers are set to align with Chad Gable to form a new heel faction. And sometime last week, nung lumabas yung balita, nag-tweet ng ganito si Julius Creed. So, sort of kind of hinting on what people have been reporting. Chino, what do you make of this?
I didn't see this, actually. I'm not on Twitter as much anymore. But when I saw Gable's promo and he called the Alpha Academy a bunch of losers, doon ko na feel na iiwan na yung Alpha Academy. called them like he was wasting time training a bunch of losers. Diba? Parang galing yung sinabi niya. So I had a feeling that Chad Gable, we were asking this question last week too about what would happen to the rest of Alpha Academy. I have a feeling that this is where it was going to go. Especially ngayon na nagsabi niya si Julius Creed ng ganito. Maybe he's just teasing us, taking us on a ride here, pero sana hindi, because the Creeds are incredible athletes. And we've talked about it time and again on the pod. And see, Chad Gable, also an incredible athlete. And the thing that he's been missing is the legitimacy, sort of, that comes with his amateur background. And I think with the Creeds there to back him up, mas lalamang yung quote-unquote wrestling nila than with Alpha Academy.
Yeah, I just wish he didn't spoil himself. But no, I like this. You're right. Team Angle of the 2020s is right. And I want to see this. It just sucks that, you know, they couldn't do it with the current Alpha Academy, which I guess was always supposed to be a comedy bit. So yeah, it's another unit to be added. Pero I think the Creed Zaman deserve to be with someone who is also being rocket strapped at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to the next topic we've got for tonight, and that is Giovanni Vinci getting kicked out of Imperium. So, medyo connected to actually to the Ilya Dragunov call up in the draft, because some people are probably thinking na, okay, Vinci's out, does that open a spot for Ilya Dragunov? Is this something you guys want? Or if you don't want to talk about Ilya Dragunov being in Imperium because you don't want to manifest it, what do you think is the reason why they had to remove Vinci from Imperium in the first place?
They couldn't, alam eh. God, the only reason really is because the draft is coming up and Dragunov is coming up. And we did get reports before, like I think around a few months back, I think, that Dragunov was being considered for Imperium. So that's the only thing I see. And I don't want it because hindi siya ano eh, hindi siya pang chowarewap na ano eh, na role eh, diba? It's weird. I know that Triple H doesn't see him as a second to Gunther, right? So I don't know. I don't know why kick Vinci out. It boggles me as well.
Ako din, I don't have a good answer for it. I was very surprised that they did it too. Like, if anything, mas inexpect ko na upakan ni Gunther yung dalawa and then just like, fuck Imperium. Diba? Mas nag-make sense yun eh, diba? Kasi natatalo sila eh. And then he feels like he's dragging they are dragging him along with them, diba? So parang hindi ko din na-gets kung bakit si out of the two, si Vinci yung nasipa. It doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. See, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll try to dig into this a little bit more, and we'll also talk about the WWE draft. But first, a quick word from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Parents, this is your cheat code to understanding your gamer kid. This is Keri Kita, guide for non-gamer parents. I'm Ray.
And I'm Joey, hardcore gamers, hardcore parents. Let's learn from each other. Dito, Keri Kita!
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at OnePeloton.com.
So, okay, Giovanni Vinci gets kicked out of Imperium. You also have Alpha Academy imploding. And then the Judgment Day, they're also teasing some sort of implosion or breakup. So what do you think of all of these units on Raw going through, you know, all of this dissension?
Yeah, we're supposed to talk about this at audio only. But okay, so good. We're up here now. It's a downside of having too many people and having so many units, so many teams, so deep a bench na wala kang magagawa but to naturally tell all of these stories at the same time. This is also where editing comes in, diba? Triple H is a good editor, but at this point, because he is determined to push so many people and try to be equitable with airtime and exposure, diba? Talagang ganito. But I do hope that he exercise a little more restraint. Kasi everyone is turning, everyone's breaking up. That's not a good look. I think we could have waited a few more. We didn't have to fire all of these at the same time.
I think kaya din nila ginawa because of the draft being there. Maybe to ease the blow of any sort of shakeup that might happen. Diba, remember when the New Day got drafted, nahiwalay si Big E from the rest of the New Day. So I think this way, they might be teasing, I don't know who, can't say right now, but they might be teasing people being drafted away from their stable. Diba? Kung mangyayari man yun, then it I guess it makes more sense, diba, for them to proceed with any sort of breakup for any of these teams that they're teasing.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, all of this depth sa talent pool will come to the surface din naman when we have the WWE draft, which goes live this weekend sa SmackDown, and it will continue on next Tuesday on Monday Night Raw. So kanina pagising natin, WWE already posted yung rules for the draft along with the talent pool for both SmackDown and Raw. So you can see them on your screen right now. And all the champions are apparently protected. So if you're holding a title belt other than the women's tag team champions, you are safe from the draft. So, yung women's tag team champions nang eligible, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways. Another takeaway is Jimmy Uso is not in the draft pool for either night kasi he's reportedly injured. So, I believe it was either Brian Alvarez or Fightful Select na nag-report na may injury si Jimmy Uso. No known timetable, undisclosed injury din siya. So, yun yung mga big news bits about the draft heading into this weekend.
I don't want to predict the draft anymore. I think it's fine naman na we get surprised rather. Kasi, I feel like I'm at a point na okay naman ako with how both shows are being run and how the rosters are being utilized. So, kasi, anyway, if you, let's say you move a bunch of people to, you know, you make them switch brands, chances are they're still gonna get the airtime that they're getting now. Right? It's not like before na I'd move this guy to Raw or move this guy to SmackDown, because once they do, I'm sure that's when Vince is going to give them more airtime or giving them a push. Right? But because the Triple H era, the Paul Levesque era, is so equitable, parang patas sa yung laban. Right? It's only a matter of, okay, when somebody moves from SmackDown to Raw, they're going to get more match time because the show is 3 hours. Whereas on SmackDown, they're trying to rush everything because they only have 1.5 hours of actual airtime. So I'm open to being surprised. I don't know. Lalo na the champions are staying. Right? The champions are locked in. So I don't really see how big the shakeup is going to be outside of NXT guys moving up and then people moving down to NXT.
Sana wala na mag-draft kay Gable Stevenson. Sana wala na tayong ganun. Kasi we need... Sayang eh. Sayang na pick. Nagtapon ka ng pick eh. Diba? Diba? 1 year na yeah. Draft time. Sana lang siyang ginawa. Sayang talaga, man. But like, yeah, no, I am with Drew here. I am open to being surprised. For all we know, somebody drafts MJF. We don't know. We can't really say, diba? Pero it'll be nice to have something of that magnitude happen during one of the drafts because I love the drafts. And I especially, tulad na sinabi ko last episode, love Survivor Series. So the effect this will have on Survivor Series, which is like 3 months away, it actually is going to be pretty significant.
Okay, we probably won't get MJF in the draft, but binalita rin na nakapirma na ng WWE contract si Jacob Fatu. So what if either Nick Aldis or Adam Pearce in one of their selections go out and say, my show selects Jacob Fatu?
Ava would pick that. I'm sure Ava would. Oh, SmackDown.
Yeah, probably.
And people.
I mean, at the end of the day, all the Samoan Tongans and what have yous are gonna end up in the bloodline anyway. Diyan natin inexpect si Tama Tonga bloodline. Eh. No, diba? So what's to stop Jacob Fatu from suddenly just being another bloodline member? Absolutely.
But I mean, like, so if they do that, man, people are gonna be like, "Sino tong si Jacob Fatu?" Like, yes, he's a Fatu. Ano to? Anak ni Rikishi? Well, yeah. Anak ni Umaga? They're still gonna be like the broader WWE fan base, yung mga ninang abis of the world, will still ask who Jacob Fatu is, right? Other than the fact that he's clearly a Fatu. No, I mean, you know, tell me when I'm telling lies.
No, naman.
Oh, yun, si Jasper, tama. NXT picks Julia or whatever. At least si Julia, napakita na sa TV, di ba?
Yeah.
So,
I agree, yeah. If NXT drafts Julia, magandang pop yan.
Yeah, but then again, it's a foregone conclusion. Like, if NXT were to pick someone, I'd rather it be somebody who will actually be a shock. Like, I need it for the shock value as opposed to it being a foregone conclusion. Alam mo yun?
But who you are? Yeah. Who you see Jacob Fatu?
All right, we have a couple minutes here before we wind down. I just want to ask for your opinions on Becky Lynch winning the Women's World Championship, because in the days since the Battle Royal happened on Raw, Becky's been catching some heat from people on social media. Okay. So what do you think of people saying, oh, Becky Hogan or Becky wins, lol?
Okay, I watched Raw last night. I finished Raw last night. And I kind of understand. Gets ko kung bakit ganito yung mga tao. Because the Women's Battle Royal was actually so good. It was really, really executed well. And a lot of women got to look really good because of their... they were edited to look really good in the limited minutes that they got. And then, you know, Nia Jax and Liv Morgan were built up so well to the point that if either of those two girls won... everyone would have been okay with it. Even Nia Jax. Everyone would have been okay with Nia Jax, which is a huge turnaround from, you know, how they felt about her when she first came back last year. So the fact that they went to Becky again, while sensible on paper, on a booking standpoint, because she is still the best you've got, I do understand how it was a missed opportunity. Pero at this point, why would you give Becky heat? Because it's not like she booked herself to win the match. It's not like she threatened Triple H to book, you know, to book her as the winner, or else, I don't know, maglalabas siya ng baho about him. So,
let's see. Hindi naman siya EVP.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like she was threatening Triple H to be disarmed, diba? So let's leave Becky alone. But at the same time, you guys know that all of this is just going to force or just going to push Becky to be the man again. And then she's going to entertain you with her mean tweets, her strong Twitter game that, you know, was the OG Drew McIntyre before Drew McIntyre became a Twitter troll. And then when that happens, you're just going to cheer for Becky again because you are easily entertained by Becky. So parang napaka-predictable niyo naman. Ang dali niyo i-manipulate that way. So, you know she's gonna make you cheer her again, right? So, why waste all this time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still of the argument na dapat siya nanalo ng WrestleMania.
Yeah, okay.
So, I agree with this win, even though it's a little belated. Nandiyan din yung argument and Liv and Inaya and everybody else who threw their hat in this race, but I feel like for this it makes sense for Becky kasi ang feeling ko tatalo sa kanya is a person who turns heel, might be Liv, might be somebody else, diba? But at the end of the day, she's just there to fill a part a gap left by Rhea Ripley, diba? Because we are not going to be able to get that big almost bloodline-esque storyline with Ripley with her dominant reign kasi unfortunately you tapos siya with an injury. So the next best thing is to have somebody like Becky, pure face champion, established champion, drop the title to somebody who is on the up and up. Who that is, I can't really say right now.
Liv, probably just Liv. Just, you know, watch her.
Yeah, it's probably Liv.
People are complaining so much about Becky being champ again when they forget that it's been 2 years since Becky Lynch has been world champion.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, Carla's right. The Raw women's division, while really deep, is also not quite deep when it comes to star power. Like, they could easily take someone and build them up. Pero safe pa rin. It's nice to go with someone safe who knows who you know can bring out great matches with a lot of people. But at the same time, I get it. A lot of other people, a few people were ready, and I thought that was a good time to try an experiment. Lalo na kung new era nga. Gets ko naman yung gripe na yan.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the wrestling talk for this week. As we wind down, we're going to get some plugs. So Chino, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
So the Glass Clown podcast turns 4 in just a week.
Hey.
I'm upping all the promo I can do for this.
Happy anniversary,
and I'm doing a very special... Thank you. Na-discovered ko lang the other day na hindi ko pa pala kinaclaim yung podcast ko sa Spotify. So, very good podcasting on my end.
But, masterclass.
I have, and I'm promoting it. Yes, definitely. Follow me for more advice. But definitely tune in to the Class Clown podcast. We're dropping a new episode every Friday. Matatapos na yung season number 4. This Friday, I have Nathan Munayer of Meshwe, the shawarma restaurant that actually fed the shawarma last year's anniversary natin. So has been a longtime restaurateur, famous around the UP Maginhawa food scene. And he talks to me about doing food, Arabic food, especially in the Philippines, how he got his start, and how he also started doing stand-up as well. Also, Nathan, along with my other friends from this season, are part of a very special show to celebrate my 4th year anniversary. It's the Glass Clown podcast 4th year anniversary special featuring me along with other comedians I had on this season. For tickets, please go to www.comedymanila.ph. That's on May 4, Wicked Dogs BGC.
All right. Ro, ikaw naman.
Unmasked is not yet coming back, unfortunately. Please go badger Abel to finally fucking go and buy his mic so that we can record remotely. Jesus Christ. Siya lang ang cost of delay. So, yun lang. But Republica is on sale right now. Please head over to manilawrestlingfederation.helixpay.ph to go get tickets. Big main event. It's a 3-way for the MWF Pinoy Wrestling Championship. JDL, Main Max, and Fabio Makisig going to be at the UP Bahay ng Alumni, our old stomping grounds. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Go check that out.
All right. For me naman, go check out yung 92.3 True FM, the Facebook page. They've got something going on with Arena Plus, which I'm helping them out with tomorrow. So I'm going to be part of the Fast Break Sports Update, something new we're trying out. And if you catch the PBA games on the Smart live stream, whether on the website or on the app, I am calling San Miguel versus Magnolia tomorrow night with Coach Ryan Gregorio. Then on Saturday night, I'm doing Converge versus Barangay Ginebra San Miguel. So that's where you can hear me next. Of course, we got to say thank you to everybody who joined the podcast once again. Thank you for catching us and making us a part of your weekly wrestling diet. Thank you to everybody who joined Quiz Night on Saturday and everyone who came to hang out. And thank you so much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work and help that they do for us behind the scenes. We'll catch you next week for our picks of the week and weekend reactions, as well as another live stream of the Wrestling podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media. It is at Wrestling2XPod for the show, at Wrestling Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Spotify. Individually, it is at Chino Supersize, at Rowiswar, at EML underscore Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, and at underscore Stan C. For Chino Liao and Ro Moran and our co-hosts Emil Nate and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy and hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast. Out later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hold up. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.